Welcome to Sunday Stillness, a few minutes each week to meditate on one idea that will bring us closer to who we want to become. After my book, The Life Council, released last year, I kind of took a break from the topic of friendship. I mean, not entirely. Obviously, there have been episodes about friendship in the last year, and there have been, you know, conversations around that topic. But I had spent so much time not just writing about friendship, but thinking about it, you know, researching, having conversations, promoting that book. So I sort of put down the mantle of friendship as a topic for a little bit. And just recently, I have started revisiting some of my own personal friendship rules. So rules are a little bit different than philosophies. In the Life Council, I share my five deepest or most important friendship philosophies, and they are: friendship is a to-do, believe the best, just go, like every selfie, and your spouse is not your best friend. I still believe in all five of those friendship philosophies, and those are sort of broad ideas. Even number four, like every selfie, which is a, you know, directive. It's a very clear sort of instruction. If you read the book, you can see that it's more than just about actually liking your friend's selfies, but it is kind of a bigger picture way to think about cheering them on. The just go friendship philosophy, again, that is sort of a rule or maybe a default that I want to say yes to invitations and opportunities and moments with my friends more than I say no. And that I don't want my self-care, which I do practice and is a priority for me, but I don't want my self-care to always be an absolute when it comes to relationships. Sometimes you have to put aside some of your staunch self-care in order to care for others. And that's, you know, sort of a controversial opinion these days. Anyway, those five philosophies I still stand by. I still really think that they're crucial in my friendships, and I encourage readers to come up with their own friendship philosophies, because, you know, mine may not exactly align with how you are in your friendships or how you think about your friendships. And so I really wanted readers of the book to read my five friendship philosophies, but then come up with their own. And what I am asking in today's Sunday Stillness, as we're thinking about friendships, is what rules and philosophies can you put in place that will make these relationships stronger, make these connections better and deeper, and that you don't have to juggle or weigh the pros and cons of every single time? That it can be something that you have just made a life rule or philosophy around friendships specifically. So let me tell you what I've been thinking about. There are certain small things that I have made really clear to my closest friends. And one of them is, I will pick up the phone when you call. I mean, to the best of my ability, I will answer the phone when you call. I am not great at returning texts. I can be very flaky about email. Email is my nemesis. If a friend uses the old school call function, I will almost always answer, as long as, you know, I have the phone with me and logistically I'm able. I will step out of a meeting. I will answer in the middle of something fairly important if I can. And I try to make that clear to my friends. I saw a Mel Robbins Instagram reel this week where she claims that she is not a consistent friend, but she's a dependable friend. And at first I was like, side eye to that. But also, I know I am not a completely consistent friend. Even as someone who writes and talks a lot about friendship, consistency is not my big strength in friendship. And so to hear Mel Robbins sort of explain it a little bit more, it was kind of like what I was saying about she might not always be there on the daily, but she will be there when it matters. And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing to know about ourselves and maybe even to make clear in our friendships. You don't have to misstep or play games or have anyone figure it out if you just say from the get-go, hey, here is how I show up. Here are sort of some of the rules that I have put around friendship, like how I'll celebrate your birthday, or that I pledge to keep my phone in my purse when we're at dinner together so that I can be really focused and present. There's all kinds of ways, and it may shift over time and with different friends and in all kinds of different circumstances. But behind all of this is an intention, if you've thought about it. And so for our Sunday stillness, I want to sort of offer this up to you in your journal time, in your meditation time, at the beginning of this week, at the beginning of this beautiful spring, to think about what some of your own friendship philosophies or rules are that aren't just setting up more boundaries, that aren't just making things like harder or less approachable, but are instead removing some of the mental load, maybe making you more of a consistent friend or making you be the type of friend that you want to be. Maybe you read my friendship philosophy in my book last year to like every selfie, and that did not resonate with you at the time, but now you see some type of your online behavior or patterns that maybe is affecting your friendships and how you want it to be different or how you want to remove it from the equation at all. It's just something to think about. All of these things are something to think about so that you don't have to think about it anew every single time. That's why I love my just go philosophy or my believe the best philosophy, because otherwise I can do all kinds of mental gymnastics around should I go, should I not, or were they trying to hurt my feelings? Are they trying to ignore me? And instead, I'm just going to default to absolutely yes, unless I have to say no. Or absolutely, I'm just going to assume the best. I'm going to believe the best in this friend. I'm going to default to the fact that she is not trying to hurt my feelings. She's not trying to play games in our friendship until I know otherwise, until there is some kind of proof that there's something else going on, which 99.9% of the time is not the case. I have alleviated so much mental anguish in myself by adopting the friendship philosophy to believe the best of my friends, believe the best even of some of their worst traits, their flakiness, their lateness. It doesn't excuse those things. It doesn't mean that we can't have honest conversations about people's worst traits and, like, you know, how it can come off as disrespectful or rude or harmful, hurtful. Those things can be acknowledged, but there are just a lot of gray area in there also of what we're going to release and let go of, what we're going to believe the best about. We're going to assume the best about one another because, as I've already described, how often I can be flaky and inconsistent. I need my friends to believe the best about me and that I love them, and my actions don't always say it the way I want it to. And so I'm going to make it easier on both of us by being clear, by being fair, and by defaulting to friendship philosophies and rules that I have put in place for myself that makes all of my relationships stronger. So today, when you're journaling or meditating, thinking about what rules you're already sort of following, loosely following for yourself in relationship, and what maybe can be put in place as a fresh start in your friendships. Happy Sunday, everybody.